Greetings and welcome to the PNB Personnel Committee meeting. It is February 13th at approximately 8:40 Eastern Time, and we are going to begin this meeting first of all by saying welcome to everybody. This is our first meeting of this current year, and we can start with the roll call for those who are on the committee. I'm the convener, Dr. Evelyn Bassoon, Doc to Friends and Others, and next I have Mia. Mia?
Yes, sorry. I thought you were going down the list, yeah.
Okay. Jack?
Yeah, present.
Present.
AC?
Here.
Afia?
Present.
Sarv? Okay, Sarv is coming. He's not here yet. But we would like to get started by, first of all, getting our officers elected. The process can be nominations, and then we can vote if that works for everybody. Since we primarily just elect the chair, vice chair, we think we need one, and secretary primarily. And if there are any other suggestions, please feel free to bring it forward. Is that Sarv by any chance?
Aye.
Hi, how are you?
All right, the circle is complete. We were just getting ready to get into the election of officers, Sarv. I might want to read through the agenda because I didn't place on here we'll have agenda, so let's just do that and make sure our agenda is set. The proposed agenda is the opening, roll call, procedure and election of officers, the role of the personnel committee as per PNB 2006 through 2007, the review of previous personnel committee actions, tasks and targets for 2008, setting of the next meeting date, and adjournment. Are there any additional things or changes that we need to make?
Well, it seems like a very ambitious agenda.
Okay. Then
I'd like to add something, Evelyn.
Yes.
I'd like to possibly the CFO and ED job descriptions.
Okay. That can come under our review of previous personnel committee actions if you'd like. Or
okay,
we can adjust this agenda if you want to do that before approving it.
No,
so that
that's
it's
fine
something
with
that
me.
We can actually do.
If that was your intent, then that's fine. That's not a problem.
Okay. I just figured that it was something we had previously worked on, so it would basically fall into that area.
Okay. And then I have one more thing.
Okay.
In terms of procedure / election of officers, since there are three stations whose elections have not been settled, I would like to move that we do the election of chair pro tem and secretary pro tem.
You mean for what? For the
for the personnel committee.
Oh.
Well, you know, some committees are electing officers. They're not doing pro tems or anything like that. So I don't know where we may fit. I don't have a problem with that. If others in the group would like to comment, it would be appreciated.
I have no problem with that.
What I don't understand the purpose,
Mia.
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's because some of the stations may, the people who are currently representing them may not be the people. That's my understanding, correct, Mia?
Yes.
Because the elections aren't final.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jack.
Yes, Jack.
I think because the BAI election will be completed probably by the something like the 25th or 26th, surely by the 27th, that there'd be a possibility that there might be a change in the directors. I don't know if they're going to hold another director's election, but it would just seem like a courtesy to any members that are coming on late in the year to mm-hmm. have an election for pro tem officers now and then elect the permanent officers, say, probably at the next meeting.
Okay.
And we may want to mention that on other committees that we're on, because that was not the case with the ARC Anti-Racism Committee.
I'm sorry, Evelyn. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Nia.
Okay. So if it's going to delay the process, then I could withdraw it. It's up to the group. I mean, I just thought, you know, that was the thing to do.
If there's no objection to doing that, is there an objection to doing it that way? That way being election of pro tem? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll hold our election based on pro tem officers until the BAI election is final. Okay, and by that time, we may be preparing to come to Houston. So maybe we can get together whatever the next meeting date is. It should be final by that time. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So are there any nominations for chair pro tem?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate. Yeah, yes.
Go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Jack because he did a wonderful job over the weekend in Newark. He seems to know Robert's rules and the bylaws pretty well. So, Jack.
Okay.
Jack.
Is there any other nomination? Hearing no other nominations, Jack, do you accept the job?
I accept.
Wonderful. you can step into your seat right now.
Here we go again.
Please don't beat me up when you see me in April, okay?
No, okay.
Jack?
Yes?
Point of order? No,
yes.
No. I'm just kidding.
No, we don't want to start that tonight.
Okay. All right, so I think we're back to the agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda that we all have the agenda that was sent out by email from Doc?
I have that.
This morning.
So could we put a time limit on it, this whole thing here?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
How about... An hour and a half at the most would be good.
That's what I sent out in the earlier email about 90 minutes.
90 minutes? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be good. We can make that permanent. Like, that doesn't have to be pro tem. That could be permanent.
We can try. Okay, that'll take us.
I'm willing to work for that.
Chair?
That'll take us to 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7:15 Pacific Time, and it's the 8:15. Wait a minute, 9:15 Houston Time, I think.
Okay, that's fine.
Chair?
Yes.
I would like to move to elect the Secretary Pro Tem.
Okay. Is there a nomination?
I nominate Nia.
I respectfully decline. I'd like to nominate Evelyn.
Yeah.
Evelyn.
Can't do it. I'm sorry. I don't have the time. I'm sorry.
This is one of those situations where it tends to default to the chair.
I nominate AC.
No. I don't have the time either, really.
Okay.
What did Evelyn say?
I can assist, and I'll try to do the best that I can. And if I need some help, I'll let the chair know.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Evelyn. So you can
that sounds good. That's fair.
Thanks.
And be the helper, the note taker.
Okay.
Okay, great. We've called the roll, election of officers. Role of the Personnel Committee as per the 2006-07 year. Now, who on the committee now was on the committee last year? Evelyn, you were, weren't you?
Yes. And I, AC, weren't you on the Personnel Committee?
Yeah, I was on there when it first got started.
Yeah.
And then you jumped the ship?
Pardon?
Then it changed to something. I was drafted twice.
Yeah. So, Evelyn, maybe you could fill us in on the last year's Personnel Committee, what the agenda was.
Okay. The biggest issues before the Personnel Committee last year had to do with getting the CFO evaluation ready and presenting that to the PNB. And also the search committee for the ED.
Oh.
And most of the people on the search committee were also on the personnel committee.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some questions about both of those items. Were there
okay.
any others? Were there
any
others?
There were other, yes.
Uh-huh.
There were people other than the personnel committee also involved with that.
Oh, on the search for the ED search?
Yes.
Ah. And I guess that was my question about the ED search. So how did you set up the committee? Was it the personnel committee that took it upon itself to form the search committee and bring it to
Actually,
the PNB?
Actually, no. The PNB did.
PNB.
We sent a suggestion forward. And the PNB voted on what the makeup of the committee would be.
Uh-huh.
It included the personnel committee and also HR director.
Uh-huh.
And two other people, I believe. I would have to go back through the list.
Yeah.
I know the HR director was a part of it.
Do you recall?
And I believe that may have been in something that I sent you guys. If not, I know it's in the PNB minutes.
Were they
probably
PNB?
Back in May?
Were the other
how
two?
It was set up. Yes.
Were the other two PNB members, or were they staff people? Or?
No, it was all within the PNB and the personnel
yeah.
committee makeup.
Okay. And on the CFO evaluation, I
yes.
saw an email from December where Rip Robbins was saying the CFO evaluation had never been completed or had been pushed aside or something. I'll send it out to everybody. You can look at it. But
that is still one of the issues that we needed to... We tried to do that in December, but we could not get quorum.
Uh-huh.
And so that is... the evaluation itself was
yeah.
completed. But the feedback and responses within the PNB and personnel with Lonnie has not
just,
been finished.
One information here. Is
yes.
this our meeting here, is this being webcast?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so any personnel issues regarding evaluation of people...
Right, I wasn't going to
no,
get
no, I just,
into
just
that
want
kind
to...
of detail. Yeah,
yeah, yeah
I
just
I realized
want to make sure
that.
No, we're
yeah,
not
I,
talking about the contents of the
okay.
evaluation. We're just talking about whether or not it was completed,
okay.
which has been a matter of public discussion, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seemed to me that there was a complete evaluation as of last July when the PNB came to Los Angeles, but I wasn't in on the closed session, so I don't know exactly what constitutes completion.
Okay. The other
thing
actually... Go ahead.
I think that actually it seems to me that there were in the notes for the search committee that there were, regarding search committee, there's two staff people. One was a GM selected by the GM, and
yes, so that was Dwayne.
and the other staff person would have been the HR person.
The HR, right. The other person was Dwayne.
So it was,
I knew there was somebody else. I couldn't remember.
In addition to the personnel committee, there were two staff people.
Okay. Well, let's see. Back to the agenda.
And that came out of the staff, the collective that they have. They decided who would be the person to represent staff.
Yeah. Now, AC and Evelyn, I have a question. Did the personnel committee take up the ED and the CFO job descriptions last year?
What I sent you forward came out of HR and the personnel committee working together on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a PDF file that says CFO job description that you sent.
Right. And that primarily was the personnel committee. Most of the input, however, did come through HR, and also the ED and Lonnie had input, and the CFO had input into those job descriptions through the HR director.
And was there work on the ED? I understand the ED job description has been evolving as well from as the years progress. Was there any work?
And I do believe that that is something that that is a part of what the committee is working on, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that all of these items that we've touched on so far are probably going to stay on our plate.
For a little while.
Yeah.
Somebody got to do some dishwashing.
Yeah.
Or at least breaking the food in the trash.
Well, at least mute your phone. And I guess we're reviewing. I notice our next agenda item is review of previous personnel committee actions. Maybe we mean motions that came out of personnel.
Yes, and I tried to send you, Chandra had put together, I put some of those motions out. Some of them are on a in a different location because I had to clean out some of my email.
Yeah.
So that my computer would continue to run. But so I will over the next day or so I will try to go back as far as I can over the past year because there weren't a lot of motions that came out of personnel. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure that you have the ones that we did.
Okay.
And also, Mary, I believe, was putting together the motions that came that were passed last year. She was working on that, and that would include those motions because they had to be approved by the PNB.
They haven't been, I guess.
And are there? So far, we have the ED, CFO, job descriptions, CFO evaluation. There must have been an ED evaluation.
It was the previous year, but I can also pull that out for you.
Yeah. And we'll have to consider, we're required to do an evaluation of the ED. I don't know how people feel about how to take that when we have an interim ED. But it seems like still it would be a good idea, not a bad idea, to undertake an evaluation, although it might be tailored for an interim position. How do people feel about that?
I think our bylaws say that we're supposed to do an annual evaluation.
Right.
And it doesn't really stipulate whether or not, you know, it's interim or not. To kind of give us an option, so.
Yeah. I guess the only reason I raise it is because sometimes when somebody's leaving and you know they're leaving, then the evaluation becomes somewhat moot. But since if there's no certainty that somebody's leaving, it seems like if they're interim, then we need to we need to continue as though we intend to evaluate them and go forward with it till proven otherwise. And if that changes, then just pick up the process with a new executive director.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so we have two evaluations on our plate and two job descriptions, and it seems like the job description is somewhat important to the evaluation,
mm-hmm.
Because you can't really evaluate somebody unless you have defined what their job is. As I understand, the CFO evaluation was based on a job description which has not been formally approved by the national board, so
that's not quite accurate.
Oh.
And that was part of the discussion. And it may be very beneficial for us to read through some of the information that I tried to send you on that, and maybe the difficulty, of course, is that most of the discussion is not in there. It's just, you know, what Roberts requires of minutes. Yes, we do. I sent minutes to you also.
Okay.
But the streaming, some of the discussion for the personnel committee would be streamed if you have an opportunity to go to the archives and listen to some of it.
Jack, this is Nia.
Yeah, Nia, go ahead.
If my memory serves me correctly, and you guys do correct me if I'm wrong, at the last IPNB meeting, the in-person Pacifica National Board meeting, that came up, and I don't know, someone clarified that. And what I heard was that the job description was not, well, the job description was worked on during a meeting, but there was no quorum. So it's not that it was incomplete. It sounds to me like it was not approved because there was no quorum. And then after that, I don't recall what happened to have that meeting basically, you know, be approved. Does anybody recall anything differently? I remember that specifically in Newark.
I wasn't there, so I can't comment.
I'm sorry, I missed that question.
Nia, would you repeat for AC?
Well, my statement was, I think Jack said that he thinks that it might not have been approved, and I was supporting what I heard in Newark in January was that there was a meeting where there was no quorum.
Right.
That was discussed.
There was no quorum, and it was approved.
Correct. Okay, so I did hear it correctly. Okay. So technically, it wasn't approved. All right. I'm done.
Jack?
Yeah, is that Sarf?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Evelyn, I have one set of minutes for the personnel committee, and they are dated 6/5/07. Are there any other sets of minutes, too, for that committee?
There are bunches, and I'll just have to pull them up. There are lots of minutes,
because
we met a great deal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
More than I care to remember.
I can imagine.
But there's a whole file that she sent, Sarb. It has a lot in there.
I think it was yesterday. I got one.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still on a review of previous personnel committee actions. Are there any other actions that come to mind that we should be reviewing?
I wanted to make sure that, I'm sorry, that I don't have a response to that, but I did want to make sure that in the
who's this?
I'm sorry, this is Ifia.
Oh, hi.
Hi. The original job description, CFO and ED job description were also made available. And not
I sent those out right after the PNB meeting. So it's in your email somewhere.
Okay. Somebody's flipping paper.
In fact, during the PMB meeting, we also sent those out.
Okay, well, I'll go back through the papers that I have to find. Okay, thank you.
And what we might want to do is request that kind of stuff from the HR person. And that way you know you have the copy that you should have.
Uh-huh.
Because there were numerous versions.
Right. That's what I found confusing and still find confusing. I feel like we need to be somewhere and not several places at once. So there seem to be these different versions.
If I was rattling that paper, if you would mute your phone, I would appreciate it.
Anyway,
that's why I'm saying that if we ask Dominga to send you a copy, because there was a copy that she was working from to make changes, and that is the copy that is the official.
All right, I'll request of Dominga the most recent versions of each,
mm-hmm.
and then we can focus on we can all be focused on one document.
Well, wait a minute. That's not what I'm...
No.
That's,
no.
He wants the early version before changes.
Oh, the original.
And the original and the most recent.
Okay.
So, right. Yeah. And once again, you do have both of those in your email because they were sent during the PMB meeting from Dominga.
Okay. All right. So I'll just go back and look for it.
Yeah, I have a document that may be the most recent, but I'm not positive.
My understanding that they are currently working on that document.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's
the committee that came out of PMB? Part of what they're doing is the CFO job description and ED job description.
I see.
Yeah.
They were making changes to bring back to the PMB.
Okay.
Yeah. There could be changes before our next meeting, and possibly the PNB could take action before we meet and say, that's it, we're approving this. So that may
happen. And some of that may come up in the meeting on Friday.
Well, Jeff.
Okay, AC, go ahead.
Yeah, I really, that job description has really been a source of tremendous controversy. And I think that we shouldn't be rushing to judgment on figuring out, you know, this job description. I think it should be carefully examined. The one we got from both the ED and the CFO, some of it, in my opinion, was politically charged and lots of other things. But I hope that this committee doesn't tie itself down dealing with that subject matter, you know, unless someone mentioned earlier about getting a copy from both of the persons that we can't get it from Greg because he was here, I guess, when it got started. But it seems to me that
I think the comment was to get it from Dominga, the HR person.
Yeah, get it from Domingos, and I would like to have the one that came from Lonnie and the one that came from, who was the other one? The other one was focused on by Greg Guma, is that it?
Dominga has all of those. That's why I'm saying that should probably come through the HR person.
Yeah.
That way you get the ones that you want.
Uh-huh.
He has all of them.
I think we just need to make sure we involve the people that is involved with the with job description. Get them involved from the very beginning. It's less.
Isn't there a group that's working on that that came out of the last PMB meeting?
Huh?
Before we.
Are they not supposed to be working so much on the job description as they are supposed to be working on coming to some kind of agreement with
right.
yeah.
proposal with Nicole, which I view as a distinctly two distinct.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would just say my perspective, my take on this sort of coming into this process, I think that the board via our committee, if possible, we need to sort of take back control of this responsibility, which is simply to create the job description for the officers in the way that we think best serves the foundation, rather than trying to turn it into a political, you know, bargain that
totally agree.
May not serve everyone terribly well. So
yeah.
I don't. If that's possible, if we can do that, I think that we'll be doing a very good job. So I concur with AC. I think we shouldn't be playing a political game with this.
No.
Okay. Tasks and targets for 2008. Do we have any timelines for any of these jobs that we're taking on?
Well, Lydia was trying to complete the evaluation piece prior to the changeover.
Yeah.
That did not occur. So that is really a priority, I would think, to try and get that finished for Lonnie.
Ah, so the CFO evaluation is not sewn up from last year.
Right, and Lydia may have sent in the information she sent to the PMB.
Yeah.
Before our first in-person meeting.
Yeah.
She sent some information concerning that.
Yeah, she keeps saying that she intends to write a report, but she also
hasn't done it.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. Well, all right, we'll see what the former chair has for us on the CFO evaluation.
And I'm sure Chandra can give you whatever minutes that she has, because she was the secretary.
Okay.
If she has anything in addition.
So looks like we need to sew up the prior CFO evaluation before we get going on anything else.
Am I wrong? I thought the CFO evaluation was done.
I think there was Lonnie had written something and there was a response, and I don't think that the committee finished whatever that piece was. And I'm not exactly sure about what it was. I'd have to go back through my stuff that Lydia sent to make sure. The evaluation itself was completed.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. We may just have to fill up the paperwork on that.
Yeah.
Any idea of a timeline for evaluations or when we hope to have the job descriptions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I think we should... we have just received these documents, so we still some don't have the documents prior to setting the deadlines, I mean the timelines.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea if we can take a look at it, see what...
Okay. So maybe at our next meeting we can set timelines.
Yeah.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
I think in terms of tasks and targets for 2008, mm-hmm. being on the local management evaluation committee and have gotten copies of other program directors and station managers, the job descriptions and evaluations, they're all different. However, the goal is the same. I think it would be a good idea for us to come up with one for each for the foundation in terms of tasks. So I'd like to ask my colleagues, how do they feel about that suggestion?
Okay. The question is about the general managers and program directors?
Yes.
Yeah,
or you know, it's a tall order, but I think it needs to be unified throughout the organization. It's really, I've had to ask for different ones for the public affairs director, the arts director, the operations director, and they're all different. I think it needs to be uniform.
Mm-hmm. Anyone have any comment on that?
Yeah, I was going to comment. I was thinking about that. What I think we need to do as a personnel committee is to make sure that there are, committees, there are job descriptions for everybody in the whole network. I don't know if we need to write all of them, but I think that we need to require that those job descriptions be written. And perhaps we should review them and submit it to the board, because that's a problem all over the place, as far as I can tell. It seems to be a problem everywhere, because different people, as Nia had mentioned, that write their own job descriptions or tamper with them in one way or another. And there's always a debate going on within the stations about what people's job descriptions are. Somehow or another, that has to be, maybe we should take it on as a task to make sure that there are job descriptions for all employees of this organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not saying how it's done, but I mean, there should be a specific focus also on, if we don't do anything but make sure that the Pacifica Foundation is covered, any other creative aspect to that would have to conform to that in some way.
Yeah. Fia, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I was simply agreeing with AC.
Yeah. I know Dominga has said that she and Dan want to see the GM job descriptions standardized throughout the network. Hopefully they would be the same. Maybe that should apply to other management positions at the station. So we can...
I'd like to make a motion.
Then Nia, go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to make a motion that the chair pro tem procures copies. Evelyn, I won't be able to say it the same way I did before. I'd like to make a motion that the chair pro tem procures copies of all job descriptions and evaluations for all positions throughout the network in preparation for standardization.
Second.
Okay, let me get this down. The network in preparation. Okay, so the motion reads, Nia moves that the chair pro tem procure copies of all the job descriptions and evaluations for all positions throughout the network in preparation for standardization. Is there any discussion of the motion? Is there any objection?
I'd just like to second the motion.
Yeah. Is there any objection to taking it to a vote?
I have some concerns about that.
Okay, Sarv.
Now, I think that we are going into too much of every position in Pacifica Network. I think we'll be bogged down with a tremendous amount of detail. That should the management of the network, director and HR person and general manager, they should be dealing with it. So it's from the governance side of it, I think we're going to be bogged down with the management of it, and then we'll lose sight of what we're really supposed to be doing. That's the policy type of direction. So those are my concerns. I think we can attain them. I think as we move along, we have begin to deal with the director, we can begin to ask one by one if we need to. We can ask for a certain position if we need to look at it. Otherwise, I think it would be too much for governance side to undertake. This, this is a major, major responsibility. So those are some of my concerns. The thought is correct, and I agree with that, that we should have standardized job descriptions. But I think the way we're doing it, it might get bogged down with it.
And maybe we could find out how many job descriptions there are.
Yeah, that's fine.
Also, maybe we can enlist, assuming, I have two thoughts. One is whether or not we're going beyond our mandate as a committee, one. And two, should we take on such a project, that we enlist more assistance from staff and volunteers to help in developing it.
Well, how about, I'm sorry, this is Nia?
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
How about a negotiation? In terms of procuring them, I think, not that we're managing the process, I don't want to say manage, because you can't manage what you don't know, just so that we, as members of the personnel committee, should have an understanding of what is out there. And when you see what you get, then maybe we could decide from there what we would like to do, because maybe it's not that monumental. I don't know.
We may all also want to take a look at what the marching orders were for the committee when it was activated, to make sure that we stay within that or expand it with approval of the PNB before we go into that area, because that was not one of the mandates from the PNB.
Does anyone recall when exactly the personnel committee was formed?
I'm not absolutely certain, but I think it was during the time of the adoption of the new bylaws, which was would have been in probably about 2003.
Yeah.
And but I wanted to say also, you're only talking about five stations so far. Now, the stations, which is a loose sort of confederation where people, the GNs normally pull together the job descriptions for other personnel within that. But they could certainly, even if we took a look at it to review, we may not have to change anything. But since there's only five, it wouldn't be a monumental task that we could find out what the job descriptions are for at least two officers of each station, and that would be the GM and the program director. Program, those are the two principal persons. Not the program director, but the program, forget what it's called, but anyway, those two principal officers of each station. We could look at them, because they're the ones who run the station for the most part. I remember the LSB does too, but the LSB is not hired. It's not a hired position. But the two central offices are the program director and the GM.
Right, but just to be clear, because the chair pro tem is being asked to do this, should the motion carry, we have five stations. We also have the archives and the national office.
Right.
If the motion reads throughout the network, I think we need to include those two units.
I would agree.
To be clear, was that Nia or was that a few?
Star.
It was Nia.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to from hearing what everybody said, respecting what everybody says, to offer an amendment. Just so we could move the item? Is that okay?
Okay.
Could you kindly read it again for me?
All right. Moves that the chair pro tem procure copies of all job descriptions and evaluations for all positions throughout the network in preparation for standardization.
Okay. So I'd like to amend, in terms of standardization, to maybe take a look at, and then I guess that would satisfy, would that satisfy everyone?
Review, you mean?
Yeah, for review by the personnel committee, and I don't know. What I want to say is that we take a look at it and see what we can possibly do, if anything. Keeping in mind what I think, I forgot, was Sarv or Evelyn said, what's the role of the personnel committee? Since we don't know that, I would also take that into consideration in compliance with the role of the personnel committee, something like that.
In preparation, an evaluation form for all positions throughout the network for review by the personnel committee?
Yeah.
Well, if there's a question about whether or not we can take this on.
Right, that's why I said in compliance with the role of the personnel committee.
Okay, in compliance with the purview of the personnel committee.
Right, the roles and responsibilities of the personnel committee. Can everybody live with that?
Okay, so I have... Nia moves that the chair pro tem procure copies of all job descriptions and evaluations for all positions throughout the network for review by the personnel committee in compliance with the role and responsibilities of the personnel committee.
Well, let me raise a question. Would it be in compliance with the personnel committee, or would it be in compliance with the bylaws?
It would be the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
If the bylaws would set out what the function of the personnel committee is.
Yeah, I don't think the personnel committee is in the bylaws.
It's not in the bylaws.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. So then it would be as by the board, as defined by the board.
Right. When the PNB activated this committee, I guess 2 years ago, AC.
Yeah.
They had something specific in mind, and so it's kind of stated in the minutes what the personnel committee scope would be. We expanded on that to cover the search for the ED, to include that. And so you kind of have to look at those minutes.
Okay.
To get the exact wording, and that was discussed, so maybe I can find that also.
Yeah.
I'll kind of spend the next couple of days pulling up whatever I can, you know, the rest of the minutes and what that PNB meeting was that laid out what this committee was reactivated to do.
Yeah. In light of this, as the chair, I think I'm going to rule that this motion should be postponed until our next meeting when we have fully researched the purview, the scope of what the committee is authorized to take on, to make sure that this is within that scope.
And I'm not saying that we can't do it. I'm just saying that we may need to go back to the PNB and kind of expand what our scope is if that's the direction that we decide we want to go in.
Right, because it sounds like it's always evolving.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
not
is there
problem.
Any objection to postponing Nia's motion? Because I think we may want to go there, but it seems that there's a concern that, you know, we may be overstepping or seen as overstepping if we don't have our facts straight.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I also wondered if we could get interested in a related matter, which is the GM searches, which are taking place at two stations now, KPFK and KPFA. There might need to be some standardization to be applied there, and also some clarification as to how the bylaws should be interpreted. For example, what constitutes a pool has become an issue in Berkeley, and I don't like to interpret what's happening in other signal areas. All I know is that the issue has come up that a pool of one was submitted, and I don't know if that was a good or a bad thing or what, but it sort of raises that question when we're entering our search at KPFK, well, what constitutes a pool? And then we also had our search committee, we discharged our search committee at our last LSB meeting on Saturday. One of the reasons was it had grown to the size of 20, and some thought that was unwieldy, perhaps unwise. So it may be something the personnel committee could take on would be looking at the GM search process, which the LSBs are tasked with, and seeing if we need to standardize there.
Mm-hmm.
All of which we start to have a pretty full agenda for the year if we take all this on.
Sounds like it.
Oh, we love that. We don't have anything else to do, Jack.
That's true. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
Thanks for the talk. Okay, well then.
And the bylaws don't address the general manager search subcommittee.
No, they only say that the LSB may assign the search task to a committee, and they don't define the
right
composition of the committee. We've sort of been leaning more towards an all-LSB committee, although the initial composition had a number of large members. I'm not sure that
okay
went so well this time.
I have a question. This is Ishia. How often did the previous committee meet? And do we want to keep that same schedule?
I would suggest that you not want to keep that same schedule.
No.
We got to the point where we were meeting almost every week and sometimes twice a week. We were initially going to meet once a month, like all the other committees. But it turned into every week. It was like we were having dinner together every day.
Uh-oh.
Doc, who was buying it?
It wasn't the PNB, I can tell you that.
Well, I thought the committees met once a month. I didn't know.
Once a month.
Going every
That's
week.
That's standard, but because of the things that were coming up, like the ED search, the evaluation, it just turned into a really time-consuming process. And it took more than once a month meeting. We try to do a lot of stuff in between, but generally there were things that we needed to dialogue about, so we have a meeting. And they weren't extensive, like we never stayed on the phone until 1 a.m. However, we did meet a lot.
Well, is it possible that we could start out with the monthly meetings, and if some urgent thing comes up, then we can adjust our schedule if we need to?
I like that proposal. Start out with a once-a-month schedule.
Fully agree.
Is there any objection? Any objection to starting out with a once-a-month meeting schedule? I don't hear any objections. I wonder if we should go on and set our next meeting.
You have to.
Should we meet Mondays or Tuesdays?
Well, today's a Wednesday.
Oh, today's
Wednesday? I'm sorry. How about Wednesday?
Yeah, we're all here.
Yeah.
So do Wednesdays work for everybody?
Wednesdays, actually, Actually, Wednesday is the one time that really does not work for me, because usually my LSC meeting and all of the other meetings that I have are on Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Did we just lose Evelyn? I think she said her phone was about to die. Evelyn?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So, let's look at the calendar. What do we... You know, I don't, you guys are probably going to kill me.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
How about Tuesdays?
Anyone have a problem with Tuesday?
Meeting at what time?
5:30, 8:30 Eastern time.
I don't have a fixed date, because our LSD meeting is catch a sketch cat.
Your LSD on
Tuesdays? No, catch as catch cat.
Oh, so that means yeah. Okay, well, we can start now, and if something comes up, then.
Yafia, how are Tuesdays for you? Did you have something to say about Tuesdays?
Tuesday and Thursdays are generally not good for me, but I would be willing to. Can we do it at 9? Well, yeah, can we do it at 9?
That's okay, too. This is okay with AC. AC, what time you go to sleep?
1:30.
1:30 in the morning. No, I don't know. I think, well, you know, whatever folks think. I have meetings on Wednesday, too, but I could go for, that's only an LSB meeting, but.
Tuesdays at 9.
Tuesday would be okay with me.
Tuesdays at 9. How about that?
The other, and that we're
I don't know about 9 o'clock, though. That's getting pretty late. Hmm. I mean, not that it's late for me.
Once a month, so.
Hey, this is Nia.
Hey, Nia.
In light of what's going on with the CFO and ED job description,
yeah,
we won't say any more than that, okay? We're all directors. So we're saying that we would meet now, maybe March 12th?
11th.
12th is a Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
March 11th, yes, 11th. Sorry. Right. I think
wait.
Need...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. No, March 11th is a Tuesday.
Yeah, March 11th, right.
Yeah.
I think that's too long without going into any further details.
Hmm.
Too long for what, Nia? I don't understand. Too much time? Today is the 13th.
Yeah. If we need to do the job descriptions, I said, in light of what's going on, without going into too many details.
Gather lots of information.
We may need to meet sooner.
Yes.
Well, could we decide that after we meet on Friday?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
So after Friday, we'll set our next meeting.
But we can set it tentatively right now for Tuesday, March 11th. And if later on we've got to change it, we can change it. But for the moment, we can set it.
Okay. Is everyone all right with Tuesday, March 11th at 9 p.m., tentative?
Yeah.
Yes. That works fine for me.
That's fine for me.
Okay. All right. Well, that will be our next meeting date. Must prove it otherwise. And
okay.
We'll see what happens Friday. I won't notice it until after the PNB meets in 2 days.
Okay.
All right.
That's great.
I don't think that whatever happened, that it should be based on that. I think that the job descriptions need to be worked on. I just want to let folks think about it for a second. Okay?
Yeah, actually, she's right.
Yeah, that should not be the deciding factor. The job descriptions need to be worked on no matter what.
Yeah.
But explain to me, though, what is the compelling necessity for that? I mean,
we'll talk offline, AC?
Huh? No, I mean, I know that everybody needs to have job descriptions, but what I'm concerned about is being driven by the basism of why that needs to be to take a front and center position. I know what the original arguments were, but if there are job descriptions, in other words, I may be wrong, but as I understand it, the bylaw sort of, not exactly, but pretty much explains the job description of both people. And so I see a necessity for tweaking and the tweeds or whatever, but I don't see what is so compelling about it. I think it was compelling because Nicole had raised a series of issues.
AC is the live stream.
Can't do that.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, in other words, I'll yield on that. Whatever
right.
Folks think.
Right.
Okay.
I think we can collect all the information we need about this, from Dominga and job descriptions and the meeting minutes and all the stuff that had gone before us and the mandated function of the personnel committee as stipulated in the resolution of the PNB, whether they were in 2006 or whatever. And then we can go from there, and then we'll have the total context, and that'll give us a better information on which to approach the PNB and ask them, what do they want us to do? This is our suggestions, and see what PNB wants us to do, and then go from there.
Okay. Well, we've set our next meeting date.
Thank you.
And
tentatively, March 11th?
Yes, it'll be March 11th, 9 p.m. Tuesday. Is there any other business we need to take care of?
That's all.
Dinner.
Dinner.
Motion to adjourn. Is there any objection?
Thank you.
Hearing none. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you,
and
bye.
Thanks, Evelyn, for getting us
absolutely.
Started.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Evelyn. Yeah, thanks,
and
Evelyn.
I'm glad she's on here so that she can guide us too as we go along. We're missing a lot of history.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. You guys have a good evening.
Good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.